Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the LifeWired podcast, and thank you guys for joining us on this Tuesday, October 31st. Today's episode is going to be all about pushing outside of your comfort zone and what that can really do just for our own personal development and our confidence levels. Christine and I both have had very explicit instances throughout our own lives where, you know, we had to overcome a lot of adversity and really lean into these uncomfortable situations and coming out on the other side better for it. And I think that's the hardest thing to realize in these moments where, you know, we are faced with adversity, we are tested, you know, these are moments that we shouldn't run from, you know, we should lean into them. But before we begin, this episode is brought to you by Nash Nutrition. The Nash Bar is made with simple and nourishing ingredients, 20 grams of protein, and is naturally sweetened with honey and dates. And what a lot of people don't realize is that most of the so-called healthy protein bars on the market and just food in general that you guys see that's packaged is in fact highly processed with fillers and unnatural ingredients. And we know that if we consume too much of this processed food too often, it can eventually lead to long-term health issues. We can even experience, you know, gut health issues, inflammation, things in the short term as well. And this is why we love the Nash bars. We never even have to think twice about the ingredients, and they truly are the good for you protein bar. And so make sure you guys set your reminders for November 2nd. Definitely set those reminders before 6 p.m. You know, we've had clients, you know, really literally set reminders like on the minute of 6 p.m. and these bars still sell out. So make sure that you guys are setting those reminders a little bit before 6 so you can get yourself a box of bars to try as soon as they release. So on to episode 108. This is confidence is built outside of your comfort zone. And so kind of like I said in the beginning of this episode, you know, this was a conversation that actually was inspired after Chris ran her recent 10K race. We were just kind of talking through these various different instances in our own lives where we've had to overcome this adversity. We've had to, you know, really overcome some uncomfortable situations in our own lives. And, you know, I think it's just a very, very valuable life lesson to understand this, because the kind of natural human tendency when discomfort does arise or adversity does hit, or anytime we're tested in general, the very first instinct we have is to, you know, run in the other direction or avoid this discomfort or avoid this adversity. But like I mentioned, we both have had very explicit moments in our own lives where, you know, this has become so crucial just in our own development, where we became better people because of these situations we had to go through. And it sounds counterintuitive, but if you guys think about it like this, if we always, you know, do what's comfortable, we never really learn about ourselves. We never really challenge ourselves. And then, you know, when adversity does hit again, we're not going to be best suited to handle that adversity. And what you're going to hear through us talking through our own individual experiences is how each of those specific times where we've had to overcome that adversity and lean into that discomfort, we've become better for it. And we've handled adversity after the fact even better. You know, it basically taught us that principle of, hey, look, like, even though this was hard, I know on the back end, I'm going to be better for it. And it's one of the most crucial life lessons we could learn, because I feel like most of us could, you know, kind of just go through our life really just leaning into that comfort, never really challenging ourselves, and really never becoming fulfilled and purposeful in what we're doing. Because I do believe that, you know, we have to go through those circumstances to truly get that feeling, you know, of fulfillment, of gratitude for when things are good, gratitude for the lessons that we learned through these experiences. And so, you know, I think that this just is really cool that Chris recently did, you know, her 10K race. This was something where she had a lot of adversity already just going into it. So many different things kind of hitting the fan, but she was determined. Even with the pouring down rain, it was miserable that day. And she still showed up and got it done because she was absolutely determined to do it. But anyway, you guys are going to hear us throughout this episode, you know, aside from just her 10K race, just how important these life lessons have been for us and how they've truly shaped our lives.
And before I dive in, I do want to talk about just how important it is when you're doing the hard thing to have the right support around you, because in doing that race, obviously the adversity that came this past week, like I had an injury in my foot, it landed on the first day of my cycle, which is extremely painful as it is, but the weather itself, it was like a monsoon. Like the second the race started, I was completely drenched. And that's when I, like, old me would have said, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. And I think even at one point Zach was like, hey, do you really want to do this? And I was like, no, I said I would, like, now I have to, because I put that accountability out there. And I knew that not only was it going to be a physical challenge, it was also going to mentally challenge me, because we want to do the easy thing. We always want to take the shortcut, the easy route. But a quote I shared on my Instagram like forever ago when I first started posting about fitness was that the extra mile is never crowded. And that's something that I still live by today. And I think that this whole topic of doing the hard thing is such a valuable life lesson. I think it's the most important life lesson because life isn't easy. And I think even these moments of like running a 10K, honestly, like I was being so dramatic. I treated this like I ran a marathon. And the reason why I was hyping it up so much was just to prove to my clients and prove to myself, like when you say you're going to do something that is the hard thing, or you're going to do something uncomfortable and you do it, now I'm way more confident in myself. And it's kind of like these hard moments create a tool belt of tools you can pull out in hard moments in the future. And I knew that after this race, like even on the way there, it was like 6:30 in the morning. It was pouring rain on the way there. I was listening to the new Taylor Swift album. And I was thinking to myself, like, I'm going to be a different person on the other side of this race. Like, I'm going to be able to handle like adversity. I'm going to be able to do the hard thing in a different way than I am able to this morning when I woke up. So even just a small thing, like if running a 5K is extremely hard for you, running a mile, like whatever the hard thing is for you, I highly encourage you to challenge yourself, because it does just bring, like, I'm going into this week knowing like I feel like a badass, and even more so with the rain. And honestly, that hard thing that was the race for me was built out of this podcast. When we had Kelsey on talking about her 48 day challenge, 48 workouts in 48 states in 48 days, I mentioned like, oh, just in passing, I was just like, oh yeah, like I wanted to run a 10K because she was mentioning how one of her events was a 10K. And I was like, I'm really interested in running a 10K. And afterwards she was like, hey, I have one in Austin around this time frame, you should do it. And we had a scheduling conflict. We actually had a wedding that weekend, so I couldn't do that one, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to use this like hype and accountability that I got from this podcast episode we did back in like July, and I'm going to sign up for one. So I signed up while like the excitement and motivation was at its peak. And I trained for 12 weeks and did it. And I used that as my motivation throughout the whole time of like every day that I trained. It was the hard thing for me because I'm not a runner. I used to say that all the time, but lifting is the easy thing for me. Running is the hard thing. I know for a lot of people, it's the opposite, where lifting is the hard thing for them, or waking up and doing a morning workout, meal prepping. Like there's these small habits we talk about all the time on the podcast that are no longer the hard thing for us because we made them easy by doing them consistently. But getting out of your comfort zone is where that confidence is truly built to handle these big goals. And then it makes the easy goals feel that much more comfortable in your everyday life. And then when I got to the race and I was running it, I reflected while I was running. My headphones actually came disconnected, which was another a little moment of adversity, because running in silence is not my favorite. But it just caused me to think about like these moments, like running the 10K and the moments I'm going to talk about later in the episode made me who I am today. And it made me feel so much more confident and like a completely different version of myself. Like I said, as dramatic as it sounds, I feel much more resilient to push through something that's physically and mentally challenging. And it will help me do the same thing when I'm presented with a challenge in the coming weeks and months. And as I was explaining to Zach on the way home, I was just like, oh, I had this really cool moment of just like reflection while I was running. And it makes me sad to think how many people hold themselves back from their actual full potential because they stay in their comfort zone and they avoid big, scary things like it's the plague. And honestly, when you start doing the hard thing, it does become addicting. Like every season of like transformation in my life was built after doing a hard, scary thing. And I almost like love that feeling of like following a risk or like a gut feeling and then coming out on the other side, like a different level of me or a different potential that I thought didn't exist. And who we are today, Zach and I both, is built out of these hard moments. We want to inspire you guys today to do the hard things in your life, and they're going to look very different than the hard things that we experience. We just want to remind you guys that you should lean into the hard things versus avoid them, no matter what area of life that's in.
Yeah. And it's the whole principle of just overcoming. Like when we can like go through something, we, you know, keep a promise to ourselves that we're going to follow through with our word, with what we say we're going to do. And we truly go through that experience of overcoming. There's really no better feeling. And I'm just grateful that like I was able to experience so many of these in my own life, especially throughout just my athletic journey. Like I always talk with my parents, you know, with them living nearby, we'll be like all hanging out. And we'll just be talking about these very pivotal moments in my own life that changed the entire trajectory of where I was headed in the future. And I look back and a lot of these decisions were, you know, I could have gone down a different road. I could have, you know, chose what was easy, or I could have chose what was safe or what was less risky, what was more comfortable. And I would literally not be the person I am today. Especially with like, for example, my collegiate decision. I remember that, you know, during my time as a young athlete in high school, like I was able to see like a lot of my other friends who got recruited, and their parents were very much so like controlling everything. Like they were talking to the coaches, they were negotiating with the coaches, they were, you know, taking the offers and like doing all communication with the college coaches, and something that my dad empowered me to do at from a young age as like a sophomore, junior, senior in high school was for me to handle all of that. You know, not in a, you know, kind of demeaning way where he was like, hey, it's all on you. I'm not going to help or support you at all. It was just more so of like, hey, look, like I trust that you have the ability and the maturity, you know, to be able to handle a lot of these conversations. And I remember, you know, this is kind of funny, but I just remember like during that time, I was feeling very timid. Like I'd have to call some of these big high profile coaches. And I was like, I would always get so nervous and anxious about doing it. And then I just taught myself to do this thing where like, I literally just like throw myself into the fire. I just like stop thinking about it. And I just like press call. And I'm like, I got no choice now. There's no going back. And I've even done that on like business calls and things in the future, like past that point where, you know, it's been an uncomfortable thing, or, you know, I'm a little bit scared or a little bit just like anxious about that conversation or having to make a big decision. And I almost just kind of have that inner dialogue that's like, fuck it, just go for it. And that was built during those moments. And I feel like that really just helped me kind of mature early on, you know, as a young man to just like handle my own shit, instead of, you know, having my parents just babysit me through all of these different kind of seasons of life. And same kind of thing with when I transitioned, you know, to a completely different sport. I feel like this was really the defining moment in my life where, you know, this was probably one of the riskier decisions I've ever made. And, you know, something where, you know, the chips were definitely against me with the decision. But, you know, when I did decide to flip from lacrosse to football, give up my scholarship to basically play for free on the football team, you know, I sounded crazy. It really kind of was crazy at the time looking back, but the whole entire trajectory of my life would look completely different if I would have transferred and went to a different school. Like, my business would not be what it is today. I wouldn't know the people I know today. I wouldn't have the network of people in my immediate network that I have today. My attitude, the way I approach each and every day would be completely different if I decided to just, you know, go to a school that offered me or take basically a route that made quote unquote more sense, you know, going to a school that recruited me in high school or going to something where I had, you know, that coach like guaranteed, you know, telling you you're going to play, you're going to start, you know, throwing all the, you know, like basically just influencing you with, you know, all those promises, which by the way, I think is always bullshit. Cause once you get to that program, like none of that shit even matters to begin with. But it's just ironic, but that's where like, you know, I didn't chase what was easy or what seemed like the safe route. And I decided to kind of follow my gut and follow my heart. And that's where I, you know, decided to jump onto the football team. And that, you know, was one of the hardest things, you know, I've had to overcome. You know, going through that process, you know, having the chips stacked against me, yet pushing through, you know, getting on the field, getting the scholarship that I always dreamed of getting. And, you know, that was a lesson, like I said, that changed the trajectory of my life. You know, kind of like we said earlier, you know, going through these things prepare you for the next thing. And for me, you know, that next thing was when I was leaving my, you know, job to jump into entrepreneurship. Again, in that moment, luckily I had evidence from past me that, hey, I can do this. You know, I did it once before. I took the risky route. I took the uncertain route, you know, the one that was going to be uncomfortable, the one that was going to be adverse. And I had been there before. So when this new circumstance came up, it made that decision that much easier to follow my gut and trust in my own abilities. Where say I didn't, you know, take that leap during college, there's a high likelihood I don't ever leave that corporate job and I don't ever start this business that I started as a personal trainer and a coach, you know, working with these former athletes, something I'm so passionate about and working with men. And so it was each one of those rungs along the ladder that really prepared me for the next one. And that's really how I've been able to visualize a lot of the adversity that I experience even today, where I know that that moment is going to make me better in the future. And when those hard things come up or those difficult situations come up, I know I'm going to be able to handle it. I'll then have the evidence and the confidence in myself to be able to walk from adversity to adversity without that loss of enthusiasm. And I think that that's the most crucial component of this episode, guys, is just how, you know, these situations truly build confidence. Because I'm a firm believer that confidence is directly tied to evidence. You know, if we don't have evidence in what we say we're going to do or, you know, the things that we have done in the past, you know, if we don't have that evidence that, hey, you know, look, we've done this thing before, we've been there, we can get through this. When we don't have that evidence, we don't have that confidence. And that's why Chris and I talk about this all the time, where that evidence is so powerful. You know, if you're someone who's trying to become fit, you know, you have to start to stack up evidence that you are that person who is fit, because the old version of you may not have that evidence yet. And you have to stack it up in the moment and prove to yourself that you can do what you say you're going to do. And I think that that directly applies to so many different areas, even, you know, with business. Like, we need that subconscious evidence that really is what reflects as confidence externally. And so anytime you guys have that opportunity, you know, to build that evidence in yourself or to show up and show up for the things that you've committed to, that is what's going to build evidence. And that's ultimately what's going to build confidence in yourself.
And I love that you said that the past hard thing prepared you for the next one. And it made me think of this quote that I share all the time, because I think it's something we constantly need reminded of. And it's that opportunities present themselves as you're ready for them. So a lot of times when I see, whether it's clients, friends, or even myself, like when you're placed with a promotion or you're placed with a big scary thing and that imposter syndrome creeps in, like that opportunity wouldn't even be presented to you if you weren't ready physically, mentally, like with the tools in your tool belt, like we talked about, through hard moments or tough things, you wouldn't be presented with that opportunity in the first place. So if something is presented to you, whether it's a move, a hard decision, a promotion, or even like a physical challenge, like a PR, like you're ready for it, but your mind is what's holding you back. And that's what keeps a lot of us in our comfort zone. And I used to be someone who hated change. Like I would, once again, limiting beliefs, subscribe like to the mindset that I hate change and I didn't like to do uncomfortable things. Like I truly like to stay comfortable. But until I went to college, and I didn't go to college far away from home, this was still like, I feel like I didn't really start to shift my mindset until I got deeper into like my exercise science degree. But when I went to college, I stayed very close to home. Once again, not liking change. I was 20 minutes from home at Kent State. But when competing became big at college, I was like, oh, this is like a big, scary thing. But it made me feel comfortable in doing it because I had the knowledge. I had the resource of a coach, and I had so many people in my classes doing it with me. So like the accountability, the support, and also like knowing I was ready in terms of the knowledge that it took to compete. I had no idea what I was signing myself up for in reality, that I'd be standing on stage in this little tiny bikini with judges right in front of me, and then every one of my peers, family members, strangers, like looking at me. But once I got to show day, like I got those jitters that are like, I think it also comes down to like when you're doing a hard thing, that anxious feeling Zach was talking about, like when he went to press like call. And I know that feeling all too well too. Like when you're making a phone call, you don't necessarily want to, or you feel like nervous, or you're like, you're not ready. And that anxious feeling, I always tell my clients, and this is something I talked about in our conversation in the car, that when you're in these moments that are scary, a lot of us hold ourselves back because we say like, I'm scared or I'm anxious. But also excitement presents the exact same in your body. Those butterflies in your stomach that you feel for being anxious is also an exciting feeling. So this was the first time in my life that I realized like, okay, maybe I'm not scared. Maybe I'm excited, like to get on stage, feel like I'm in a competition in some way, since I hadn't had that in like 2 years after leaving like high school sports. I missed that like competitive edge. So like getting on stage gave that to me. And when I was on stage, like you like black out and you're just like, and it probably feels similar to like when you're on kickoff or something, Zach, where just like you're in your flow, you like black out, like nothing's going on around you. It's just like literally a spotlight. And that was a feeling I hadn't had in so long. So for me, that was a scary thing, but it's also an exciting thing. So competing in college, I felt prepared for it because my entire prep, which was 6 months long, it was the last semester of college, I was presented with adversity the entire way. Like I was taking 21 credit hours. I was bartending late at night. I was in an internship where I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So like I was running on no sleep. I had to really time manage, and that trust in myself. Like I said I would do every assignment, I did it. I said I would show up to every shift, I did it. I said I would meal prep every week, and I did it. So when I got to show day, I had so much confidence in myself through that evidence that Zach was talking about, that proof that like I can do hard things and I do what I say I'm going to do. Also, not drinking your last semester of college was also something that was the hard thing, but it also showed me like you don't really need alcohol to have fun. And that was something that in college, like you're not presented with that opportunity very often, but I felt able to tackle it because my why was so strong. So competing in college taught me so many life lessons. I know I talk about it quite often, but that was probably like the first hard thing that led me to do another hard thing, which I moved from Kent to Cleveland, which once again, not a far drive. But every time I moved further and further and further from home, which was a little bit more like every mile away from home was like out of my comfort zone. So like moving to Kent was a little bit further. Cleveland, living in a city, was a little bit different. That's not the hard thing I'm referring to. But when I built up my in-person business in Cleveland at this time, I knew I had to change something. Like once again, I realized that season of me competing made me change completely. Like my mindsets, my personal development, my habits, my priorities, like completely shifted. And I just wasn't the same person as I was pre-competing. And when I realized I was getting stagnant or comfortable in my life in Cleveland, like my business wasn't growing. I felt like I wasn't growing. I was self-sabotaging in certain ways when it came to business and my fitness. I realized I have to get out of this environment and do a big scary thing again. So moving to Columbus, while it's only 2 hours once again, that was further outside my comfort zone. It was double the distance I had moved before. So moving to Columbus, while it may seem like a little bit dramatic once again, I gave up all my business in Cleveland in person to start from ground zero. And I was motivated to do so because I knew I could do it because I'd done hard things before. So that previous hard thing taught me the tools, the mindsets, and the habits that I needed to do the hard thing again and just like start fresh in a new city from ground zero when it comes to business. And then that led me to an online opportunity. So I went from training in person to online. And this was a pivotal moment in the past 2 years that Zach and I had a conversation about that I'll never forget. And I was in a position where I was trying to follow a gut feeling. I knew I had to do this hard thing and I was resisting it. Took a toll on my stress levels. I was extremely burnt out and I had to leave a position for work that I was in for like 2 years. So it was comfortable, but I knew it wasn't where I was meant to be. And the weekend we got engaged, I rode that high, made a hard decision. And I was like anxious leading up to it because I'm not good with confrontation or sometimes uncomfortable conversations. And that's what I used to tell myself. Once again, a limiting belief, like I would hold myself back from these tough conversations or setting boundaries. And only person that was hurting was myself. So Zach and I were talking about this hard conversation I had to have. And Zach was like, this is going to make you like the woman you're supposed to become. Like this is a conversation that has to happen. And when he said that to me, it was like right after we got engaged and it's no longer like just me, like we're a team, we're building our family, we're building our future. And I knew that like I'd be letting future me down or future Zach down or family if I didn't do this hard thing and have this tough conversation. And that conversation taught me so much about myself that it's not that I'm not confrontational. I just have to like put myself out there and get out of my comfort zone and create boundaries and be assertive. And that's something I've worked on in therapy, just being assertive. And that was a hard thing for me before. Now it's not. It's obviously something that's always a work in progress. It's not like fixed doing one hard thing, but a really serious conversation like that, quitting a position I was in, like a safety net of literally a salary I had that was very comfortable, to go to saying like, hey, I'm willing to make $0 to do what I want. And if I had never done that, Belt and Balance would not exist today. Like my business, my clients, my community would not exist today. And I probably wouldn't be a co-host on Life Rewired because I'd probably still be so burnt out with no extra time to give to anything outside of work. So that hard conversation really did make me who I am today, because now I know when I'm presented with a decision like that, Zach's in the back of my mind saying like, this conversation, this hard thing is going to determine who you are in the future. And I'll never forget that. And since, like I said, Belt and Balance wouldn't exist without me doing that hard thing, I was then able to do live workouts with one of my Belt and Balance clients. She worked at Fabletics here in Columbus. And she presented me with an opportunity. Once again, you're not presented with an opportunity unless you're ready. Old me would be like, oh, I'm nervous. Like, even though we do a lot social media wise, it's very virtual. But when I was presented, I did train in person at this time, but it was a group workout. And I was once again center of the stage, just like with competing. And it's something that once again, I was nervous about because it was my first time doing that. But I also leaned into like, okay, this is an exciting thing. This is an opportunity you're presented with. You wouldn't be presented with it if you were not ready. If someone didn't believe in you enough to say like, hey, this opportunity came up, I thought of you. Like, I had to lean into that and push myself out of my comfort zone. And that one event was like one of my favorite memories of that summer. Like, I got to meet so many of my clients in person. I got to meet women who I knew through Instagram, like in person. I got to meet strangers that came to work out as well. And after that, there was more opportunities presented through Fabletics. Zach and I got to do one in person. And that wasn't a hard thing, because obviously Zach and I were doing it together and I had done it before, but it was a fun opportunity that would have never presented itself if I hadn't done that hard thing. And I was nervous leading up to it because I was at the time working through my back injury, and the week leading up to the event, like I couldn't even walk on the treadmill without crying because I was in so much pain. But I took the week off, which was a hard thing for me to actually rest. I was ready mentally, physically for the workout on Saturday, and I did the hard thing. And then it led to a summer of events with Fabletics that Zach and I wouldn't have had otherwise. And then I got comfortable again and I'm like, wow, I'm coasting. I'm like doing the easy things, you know? And then in my reflection that I do every year on my birthday, because it's in December, it's right around the new year, I wrote out, okay, here's some tangible goals I want to do that we work on with like our financial coach, that we are accountable to with each other for planning the wedding, doing business related things, fitness related things. But also I was like, okay, well, it's something I've never done before. And I've run a 5K before and I like the idea of running, but I always told myself I'm not a runner. And I was like, I really want to do a 10K. Like, we watched Zach's sister, they run half marathons in different states and they've done 15. And I calculated that yesterday or on Sunday after I'd run my 10K just to see like how many miles have they run. It's like 200 miles just for the race itself. And I was just so inspired by like the race day, seeing people cross the finish line, how excited they were. And I was like, I want that feeling again. Once again, like that competitive feeling of like, the adrenaline rush, feeling proud of yourself, feeling exhausted mentally and physically. If like I'm not a former athlete in the sense of like collegiate sports, but when I was in softball, like I played travel ball, and in cheerleading we competed. So like I love that like competitive nature, but I hadn't had a taste of it in a long time. So even though I wasn't trying to beat one person at my 10K, like I was just trying to finish without stopping and beat myself. That's all I cared about. Crossing that finish line gave me like such a sense of like, it was just like a euphoric feeling, especially because number one, I knew I could be warm and dry and done running for the first time in an hour. But my goal for myself with running this 10K was just to prove to myself I could do something I'd never done before. And by me doing that hard thing, like I was inspired by Kelsey's episode that we did. If you want to go back and listen to it, just search Kelsey Life Rewired. And that inspired me to do the hard thing. And as soon as I announced it to my clients, announced it to Zach, like I had so many clients say like, hey, I'm inspired by you doing the hard thing. I'm going to do a hard thing. And just by me announcing it for accountability, it's inspired other women. And not to sound like that's a humble brag, but it is true. Like when you do the hard thing, you inspire someone else to do the hard thing. And I even had a client of mine, this is just like on a smaller scale, but such a like heartfelt story that someone told me yesterday on a call with a client. She was saying like something I didn't realize coming into the coaching program was like these non-negotiables are something that like I would do here and there, but I never like consistently told myself like I'm not ending the day unless I hit my step goal. Like that wasn't something I did before. And she said in her community where she lives, she every night would finish her step goal and her neighbors would just ask like, oh, are you walking a distance? Are you trying to check a step goal off? Like, what's your goal? I see you out here walking all the time. And she's like, oh, I hit 10K steps every day and I don't stop walking until I hit it. And they were like, wow, it's inspiring. And one of her neighbors told her like, I'm inspired by you. When I think of you, just by watching you walk your like do your steps, they had never talked otherwise besides this conversation. He said, you are dedicated and you persevere. And she was like, that conversation was everything to me. And she said, I wrote down those two words and every day I told myself like, how can I persevere today and how can I be determined? Because by her doing that, just getting her step goal, it inspired someone else watching her. You never know who's watching, truly, in person or virtually, like who's watching you do the, your hard thing, and it could inspire them to do the same thing. So I thought that was just such a cool story that like her doing that hard thing inspired a conversation that would have never happened otherwise. And just a small comment, someone saying like, hey, I see you, you're determined, you persevere. And I've had a bunch of clients say that in person too, like at the gym, that they show up every morning, 5 a.m. to work out. They're lifting heavy weights. They're not just doing the easy, comfortable weight that they had done before. And they have people come up to them and say like, you're a badass. Like I see you every day working hard and it's inspiring. And I feel like that's something that, number one, here's a reminder to give a stranger a nice compliment, a genuine compliment. And number two, you just like never know who's watching you and they could view you as their motivation without you even knowing it.
Yeah. And I think like at the very foundational level, like you just said there, Chris, is like, you know, regardless of, you know, running a 10K or running a half marathon or a marathon or like competing, you know, in some like weightlifting event or just anything in general, you know, at the very foundational level, this is why we love health and fitness so much and especially working out and training, because these are promises you make for yourself. These are promises you have to keep for yourself if you want to feel that success. And there's no better feeling than leaving a workout, you know, going in there, crushing it, giving it a high level of effort, intensity, you know, you're sweating, you feel it in your muscles, you feel so good. Like that's a feeling no one ever regrets. And that's why, you know, a lot of times the adversity is just getting to the workout. You guys will never regret after you do the workout or on the back end. And I think that that's just what's so powerful about the personal development component that can take place when we focus on our health and fitness. Even something as simple as, like Christina said, you know, hitting a 10,000 step goal for the day, or doing your workout for the day, or hitting your calorie goal for the day, or hitting your protein goal for the day. Those small metrics, when we stick to them, you know, when we push through the adversity or that inner dialogue telling us we don't want to do those things, or hey, you know, it'd be easier, you know, if we just skip the workout today. But when we win those internal battles, that's when we stack up the evidence and that's when we stack up the confidence in ourselves to do the things that we say we're going to do. And that's why we personally love, you know, what we do or get to do, you know, on a daily basis, because this is what we're helping our clients do every single day. You know, going through that adversity, coming out on the other side and feeling damn good because of it.
It's one of the best feelings ever to like feel like you can trust yourself and that you did the hard thing. And we hope we inspired you guys today to do the hard thing, because a lot of people like start with fitness when it comes to coaching, and we see it expand to every area of their life. They're able to have tough conversations in relationships or in family situations. They're able to ask for a promotion or ask for a position that they otherwise wouldn't have. And it's just that confidence, and you may not notice in the moment, it's a compound effect, just like investing. Like you don't see that daily effort that you put in every single day, but when you look back and reflect on your past year, that's where you really see like, wow, I've changed a lot. And at the foundation, like Zach said, it's the health and fitness habits, the next layer. And they kind of go, they do go hand in hand. It's the mindset and the personal development. Everything in our everyday life stems from those two things, because the discipline, the boundaries, the willpower you have in your finances and all your other habits, like, stem from the trust and confidence you have in yourself and just like anyone in your life. Like, Zach's the most reliable person I've ever met. Like, you call him, he's going to answer. You ask him to do something and he will do it. That's a quality like everyone I know like says about him, even my mom. And that's something that you want to be able to say about yourself. Like, you want to be able to trust yourself and say, like, I said I'm going to show up for a 5 a.m. workout. It's not an if or a but. Like, it's going to happen. It's not if but when I show up for my workout. I told myself I'd hit my nutrition goal. Even if I go out to dinner, like, no matter what challenges pop up, you have to show up for yourself, because who else is going to if you don't? And I think that's one of the most powerful lessons you can learn. And as I was just reflecting on that, like I said, it makes me sad to see a lot of people hold themselves back from their potential, and not any specific situation. It's just in the grand scheme of things, like, our life is built to be comfortable. And if we stay in our comfort zones long term, we are not going to reach our full potential. And that's our job with this podcast. It's our job in our careers, is to help people reach their full potential. So we wanted to just kind of pull back the curtain on like the hard things that we've done to inspire you guys to do even the smallest of hard things in your everyday life and not to take shortcuts, because the only person you're hurting in that position is yourself. And we do share every year our birthday episodes of reflections, and that's where we really see the growth and like the compound effect of our daily habits and doing these hard things over and over and over. And one of the things we may not share is like when we do those lessons, we also create a list. And for me, it's like a bucket list, a birthday bucket list, I call it, where I list out like, here's a savings goal I want to achieve. Here's X, Y, and Z, what I'm going to achieve this year. And some of them are small. I have at least like one or two big scary goals on there, because if you're not doing something big and scary each year, I think this is one of my favorite quotes too. You guys know I always have a quote, but one of my favorite ones is, the scariest place to be a year from now is the same position you're in right now. And even though I'm very happy where I'm at, like, we are very proud of like where we're at today, very grateful for everything. But I always want to be growing. I never want to stay stagnant. I never want to stay comfortable. And I think that's just like when you have a growth mindset, that's the way you think. And we want you guys to think in that way. If you listen to this whole episode up until this point, we know you are someone with a growth mindset and someone who wants to reach their full potential. So we encourage you guys to build those lists out as we're ending. I can't believe it's already November tomorrow, but as we're ending the year, we want you guys to reflect on the past year and set some big scary goals and some very tangible goals for the year ahead, so you can build trust with yourself and build confidence outside of your comfort zone. So we want to encourage you guys to expose yourself to those hard things. Future you will be built out of those tough and challenging moments. And that's all I've got for you guys today. So we appreciate you listening up until this point. We're going to put all of our links down in the show notes. We have our coaching applications, our newsletters. Obviously, the podcast is free value, and so is our newsletters and all the information we put out on social media. So we have all of our Instagram links, our newsletters, and also the Nash Bar link down in the show notes. And if you guys could share this episode on your story, like I said, you never know who you're inspiring. You could be that person to someone else who's determined, who's resilient, who's reliable, and you never know who could need this message today. So we appreciate every share, every review, and every listen. So thank you guys for being here, and we hope you have an awesome week.
Peace out, guys.